Or do. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sashay with Barry. I'm here with David and Chris to toot and boot the looks of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, season one, episode 5, entitled Marketing Hacks. What's happening is the queens are selling their yeast bread, which is disgusting. And then we are going to do a runway called Find a Sheila in the Bush. David, I know you've watched. What are your thoughts on the episode?
It was your standard RuPaul's Drag Race fare. It was all right. I mean, none of them hit them out of the park, I thought. Like, I didn't find any of the commercials to actually be that funny. But it did give us our first great lip sync of the season.
It sure did. Well, it gave us one great lip sync of the season.
Sure.
The other one was fine. It wasn't bad. It was just, it didn't make sense for the song to me, but that's just my opinion. And it's a queen that I don't like, so I'm going to have a bad opinion about it. Yeah, I agree. I thought there was a clear winner in the commercials.
Was it the person who won?
The rest were all bad.
It's just like, and I don't know if it's Australian humor or what it was, but like, it just wasn't funny.
Yeah, I mean, I like Electra, obviously, was the clear winner with her concept. I liked Ketamine's. It was just very simple to me. But I love Divine, so I appreciated that she did that whole Divine thing. I mean, when she stuck that shit up her nose, I was a little queasy.
She literally
Chris, Chris when I say she stuck it up her nose, she had like this black sludge that was the yeast bread and stuck it up her nose.
Have either of you ever had Vegemite?
Yes, it's disgusting.
No, I have not. I was going to ask, like, the yeast spread, is it like the Drag Race version of Vegemite? Yeah,
it is. It's Vegemite. I think they probably weren't allowed to say Vegemite.
Right.
Or Marmite, which I think is the London version of it.
That sounds right.
So I think they weren't allowed to say that. And I believe Art Simone said they weren't even allowed to have, like, mite in their title, in the name of their thing. So they couldn't, like, create up their own name with mite either.
Interesting.
As production said, who knows if it would have gone through. So yeah, I thought Ketamine's was funny, but it was gross.
Yeah, they were all kind of gross.
They were all a little.
You'd love to love either, Ketamine, David.
I love ketamine, and I am not going to apologize for it. all right, let's look at these commercial looks, starting with, who do we start with? Electra Shock. I mean, there's not much to say about these looks other than we're going to rate them. We're going to say that it's like an infomercial look. So to me, this is fine for an infomercial look. It's good.
Yeah, I did toot and boot on your Instagram, and I honestly cannot remember exactly which ones I tooted and booted. I think I might have booted this one.
That's okay. I tooted it, but it's because I think it's fine for an infomercial. Is it groundbreaking? No.
Yeah, like I like the pants a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just a basic white shirt.
It's basic, but she looked very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did have two other looks in there. One was RuPaul, which I thought was hysterical. because the wig was a wreck as RuPaul, and I thought it was funny. And then she did a look of herself on the run, being critiqued on the runway in her.
Is this also, so they had to come up with their own names for the.
Yes, they had to name spread them. They designed these labels, which, I mean, most of them just put the words on it like this.
But that is a funny name.
Yes. Her whole concept was about being in the bottom because she's basic. And this yeast spread put her on top.
Got it.
And it did.
It did, because she won.
Love it.
Yeah, there you go. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Electra Shock? Very close. Look at you. 58% too.
Didn't I get two of them last week?
You
on
did.
The
you
dot?
Got two exactly correct last week. So you should be very proud of yourself.
Yeah. You're getting good.
She's catching on. Next, we have Ketamine. And hers was called Yeasty Nuts.
I am going to toot this. I think it's funny.
I think it's hysterical because it's bananas crazy.
David's gonna boot it.
No, I don't boot it. It's good.
No, I mean, for a look, it's fine. It's funny. It makes me laugh. I mean, they're doing these stupid commercials, so why not?
Right.
I think her the hair look, is hysterical.
Yeah, her other look was divine in the red dress, laying on a lounge chair.
Love it.
All right. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Ketamine?
84% toot.
58% toot.
Oh, okay.
People were not feeling it. next, we have Maxi Shield. Hers was hornbag. What was it, David? Do you know?
I don't remember. It wasn't
hornbag something concentrate. I can't remember either. And she's wearing her two-piece again with a little jacket. And this giant wig she's already worn.
I'm torn.
I am too. I wanted to love it, but it's too similar to the other things that she's already worn.
Yeah. And it's a little basic.
Yeah.
I never find...
Her commercial was one of the worst.
It was. But it came out way better than I thought it was going to.
I agree too. Because they just showed all of the bad things in her setup to the commercial.
Right.
But her commercial, it just didn't go anywhere. It was just boring.
Right.
There wasn't any humor to it. It just didn't do anything.
Right.
That's why I say it was one of the worst. I mean, I could say that about six of these queens.
Right. There was just like a there was a lack of cleverness for everybody, it felt like.
Yeah. I'm going to toot the look because I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. I just am like, I'm confused about how I feel about it, but I'll toot it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it would be something I would wear on an infomercial either, but.
Right.
But who knows? what do you think about Instagram?
I think Instagram mostly booted this, but I'm going to say like 36% toot.
No, it was a toot by 50.
Oh, it was a toot. Okay.
Yeah. And I think, again, that's people like Maxi Shield. She's just fun.
Yeah.
Can you all hear that noise?
Yeah. Are you being G-chatted?
Yes.
Over and over and over again.
Yes. Over and over and over again. Next, we have who is this? Karen from Finance. And hers was called Discharge. Very classy.
That just like made me want to throw up.
Exactly.
I'm gonna toot this. I like it.
I kind of love it.
I love the look. It's like one of the rare times that I enjoy animal print. I thought they were gonna be harder on her for her video.
Me too, because her video was bad.
It was stupid. It was boring.
It was boring. Yeah, I thought so too. But this outfit I love. I love the bow on it. I love the cuffs on it.
Yeah, I love the cuffs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good job, Karen, for finance. Too bad your commercial did not live up to the what do you think Instagram thought of this?
I think everybody liked her look. I think that maybe the voting was colored on the actual video. So I'm going to say like a 72% toot.
88%.
Okay. Toot. Wow, I'm sunny today.
To me, that is simply on this outfit. It was not on that commercial at all. next is Art Simone. Hers was some kind of weird thing that makes Americans go away.
Which is, we should go away. But there, this is one of the, I feel like this is the first look that she's done that I have not liked.
I don't get it for doing a infomercial.
Why would it like looks like that she is going to be at some kind of weird go-kart racing event.
Yeah.
Like she is Reba McEntire at the end of Little Rascals. Like
now there is a reference. I'm gonna boot it because I don't like it for this, but I actually think it's a cute bodysuit.
It's a cute bodysuit. It just doesn't, I don't know why she's wearing it. Yeah, so
it makes no sense as to why she's wearing it either.
Yeah. I also hated her commercial too.
Her commercial made no, it was just so, her issue, even with her reading challenge this week, is they get too long. Like she's just talks and talks and talks and talks. And then by the time you get to the punchline, you just don't care. Yeah. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Art?
I'm going to say it was like an 84% boot.
No, an 88% toot.
Okay, completely opposite. Got it. Yeah,
and you are just as confused as everyone else.
I'm not surprised that people like this, to be honest.
No, I mean, it's a cute outfit. It's just not right for a commercial.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. But then we have et cetera, selling us piss.
I love
serving us piss.
Toot, toot, toot.
It's definitely a cute look. Like, look alone, toot for me. What was she doing in that commercial, Barry?
Oh, girl.
Oh, man. Okay, I have got to catch up.
This commercial, this was literally the worst commercial. There was nothing correct about it.
You could just tell that afterwards RuPaul's like, bye.
Okay, thanks for playing. The outfit is cute, I will say that. I like that it's also like latexy, so, you know, in case someone pees on you, it's going to come right off. And I like the wig.
I think the shape of the wig is so spectacular.
Yeah, the wig is the best part of the outfit. I want to boot it, but I can't, so I'm going to give it a toot. based on the commercial, it was awful.
I'm going to give it a 58% toot then, if people were responding to the commercial. The
commercial. No, 92% toot.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
They liked this look, apparently. I hope.
Well, that's the look.
I hope that's all they were voting on. Yeah, I don't know. Finally, we have Scarlett Adams with Snatch.
I think this is fucking cute.
I like this a lot. And I like, honestly, that it, like, when I hear the word snatch, I'm like, yeah, that outfit goes with it. Like, that's very on brand.
It's a figure skating costume.
Okay, correct.
You're not. Yes, and
yes.
It's a very cute figure skating costume. I will agree to that. But I just don't get it.
I think the wig is what's doing it for me.
And I hate this wig so much.
Oh no, I love it.
I do love a short wig, I have to say.
I don't mind it either. This one just looks weird to me.
See, I wouldn't say I don't usually like short wigs, which is why I'm like, I'm surprised I like this.
Okay.
We're all in very different camps right now. I'm like, this is cute, really like it. David's living for it. Barry wants to burn it.
Burn it. I mean, if you want to go skating in it, great. yeah, it's not for me, but that's fine.
I think people liked it. I think it was like a 65% toot.
People did like it. It was 73.
Oh, 73, toot. Okay.
Yeah. I'm happy being in the minority. I did not like it at all. All right, who had our favorite look? Mine is Karen from Finance.
I agree. I was going to say.
I think it's so Karen cute.
Took it for me. Yeah.
David?
Yeah.
You agree?
She looks the most pulled together, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. All right. What about Miss RuPaul in this macrame dress? I guess we call it a dress.
I do not like it.
I think I booted this.
I know David did. I don't know.
If I did.
I like the dress. I hate this wig.
I think it's just, it's weird.
It is, because it almost looks like film strips.
Yeah, I feel like if it were like strings or fringe,
yeah,
on the bottom, it would be a lot better. It's weird that it has like that it's pieced out.
Right, it's very pieced out.
Yeah,
rather than,
and I do think that like I would have loved her to go with like a very Joan Jett experience from the neck up.
Yeah,
and do like a fun like sort of black edgy wig. I don't think the wig matches this look.
No, and she already wore this wig on Drag Race Australia.
Maybe she could only bring so much with her.
I was like, maybe she brought three wigs. I don't know. What do you think the Instagram thought of this? I'm going to boot it. I mean, I'm going to just say it right now.
Yeah, I think that it's probably like a 74% boot.
No, it's a 79% toot.
Okay.
Yeah, people, I don't know. I don't know who's even voting on these anymore.
I am totally off today, so. Yeah,
that's okay. All right, finest Sheila in the bush. We have Electroshock. I'm giving you the actual picture from the production photo and the photo that I took off the runway. That is what people did the Instagram off of.
The judges said they liked this, but they were lying.
I enjoy it, actually.
I love it.
What?
I think it is so cool and so different. And I love that she painted her wig on, that it's not a wig.
It's really giving me Edgar Allan Poe vibes. That's
very
sure.
much so. She gave a long story about this bird and I didn't pay attention to it.
It was a lot of talking.
You're like, shut up and walk. Like
just walked on the runway.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think, David, you don't like it at all?
I don't know. I just thought it was like a little basic.
It's not groundbreaking. I just think it's really cool looking.
I like the waist trainer a lot.
Yeah.
I also just love the waist trainer.
Oh, yeah.
When she first came out, I thought she was trying to do some sort of like spider, like Australian spider, since those are big there, like okay. Like bush animals. And then when she was like, I'm the bird, I was like, oh. I don't know.
correct. I'm going to toot it because I like the look.
I'll toot it.
David, you can boot it.
My toots and boots don't matter.
But you can still toot it. I still want your opinion.
I'll give it always. It doesn't do it for me.
And that is perfectly fine. I didn't like Scarlett's skater outfit. And you loved it. Really? What do you think Instagram thought of this picture from the runway?
54% toot.
69% toot. Okay. You're in the right direction.
Yeah, finally.
Finally. Next, we have Ketamine giving us the Butterfly Queen. Toot!
I love this. It is so gorgeous. Yeah. It also is very Jan, though, from her...
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
All-Stars.
Okay.
Look. I was like, oh, interesting.
What this I love about Ketamine moment. Is Ketamine does drag. Every look that she presents is very drag.
Yeah, there's a story. It's always like very well put together.
She's not trying to give you the illusion that she is a woman. She's just doing drag.
Yeah.
So it's a big toot. It's a big toot for me.
I'm going to say that Instagram went with a 92% toot on this.
96%.
Oh, okay. Only four off.
You were right on target. Next, we have Maxi Shield. She is giving us, do you remember the name of the movie that she said? Picnic and Hanging Rock. I don't know the movie, but I love this dress.
Oh, yeah. This is so lovely. I'm glad she gave us like a not slutty look for once.
Yeah, it's so different from what she does and it works. And I love this wig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the versatility they were looking for from Bianca Del Rio.
Exactly.
But
what? Why are we coming for Bianca?
I don't know. I just get so sassy when I'm on the phone with you guys. yeah, this is a huge toot. I'm going to go with an 88% toot.
74.
Okay.
Wasn't as well loved. I will say, she had to lip sync this week, and she gave my favorite lip sync of the season so far. David, are you in agreement?
It was magic.
Magic!
I felt like I was at the club watching her.
I felt like she was really singing.
What was
she
the song?
Had to have been.
She pulled out a microphone from her sleeve.
And just
and literally just gave a concert.
It was amazing.
Like, how has no one ever done that before?
Exactly. Right. How has no one done that?
Like,
and that's the thing, is like to figure out a gimmick that no one's ever done on Drag Race before and to like give a good performance on top of it was so lovely. Yeah. I loved it.
I loved it too. So good. Next we have Karen from Finance giving us firefighter battling the wildfires in the bush.
I like the concept. I don't like the outfit.
Boot.
Yeah.
I struggle so hard with it because like if you look, it's gorgeous material. It's like gorgeous construction, but like this color just doesn't work for anybody.
And it doesn't look good on her.
Especially in the promo pic.
Yeah. No, it just doesn't look good on her at all.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of something Tina Burner would wear also.
It's very Tina Burner. Had we not had a season of Tina Burner, we might have liked this more than we do.
Yeah, that we weren't so sick of turning it and burning it with the same three freaking colors.
Yeah. You mean like the All-Star 6 promo?
Yeah. Oh, but they all look so good.
They all look so good. yeah, this is a big boot for me. I don't like it.
Yeah, and also like a stuffed animal koala. No, not on the Drag Race main stage.
It is sequins.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Yeah.
It's silver sequin.
Okay. That's like there so much work went into this to make it this like beautiful sequin lace thing. And it's just like.
And it's just ugly.
Eon.
Oh,
I do yikes. Love the I love the rhinestone koala though. I would love one of those for my.
Do you see her Instagram? Go to her Instagram and look at the photo that she posted. She has two adult koalas as well in sequins.
Oh really?
Where do you don't even get those?
It looks like they're costumes that people are in.
Look at.
Oh my god.
It's like kind of terrifying.
They are a little scary looking. It's like they're gonna attack her and they're not
it's like this is very The Purge.
Oh, no, do either of you remember watching Bananas in Pajamas and the bears that? It looks like the bears from Bananas in Pajamas.
They really do.
And wasn't that an Australian show?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's terrifying. All right, what do you think Instagram thought of this thing?
I'm gonna give it like a 88% boot.
No, it was a 59% toot. I don't know why.
People love their Karen.
People love Karen from Finance, apparently.
Has everything been tooted so far?
From Instagram?
Yeah.
It has, yeah. It has indeed. So this is Art Simone. She gave us a reveal, I guess, with this jacket.
I guess.
I mean, she took off a raincoat. And this is what she had underneath. It is a homage to Kath from Kath and Kim. I don't know this show, but apparently she nailed it.
Well, and this is now the second Sparky Pilastri strikes again. Because tasted this character in UK.
Yes.
But yeah, now I feel like I need to watch Kath and Kim because everyone keeps raving about it.
They're all about it. This look I'm giving a boot. I don't like it.
I like the pink sweater one, but the black coat thing is just, it looks sloppy.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
I can't stand these high-waisted pants. And I'm sure that is her signature look on the show, but I don't need you to recreate a character for me.
Fair.
So yeah, I'm booting it.
Yeah, I don't love the capris. Like, maybe if it was a high-waisted, like, A-line skirt or even, like, a...
Or even a short.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Are those wine corks on her hat?
They are wine corks. I don't know that we ever got an explanation as to why they're wine corks. Maybe, and it did open up like Billy Porter's big hat did it on Mechanics.
Oh, that's fun.
That was fun. All right. What are you giving it? A boot or a toot?
I feel like I don't know the show she's referencing enough to toot it or boot it, but I think based on the pants, I'm going to, because it looks horrible with the coat.
It looks so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I'll boot it.
All right. Instagrammable?
Instagram is just really generous this week. So I'm going to say a 54% toot.
No, a 65% toot. I'm not sure who voted for this, but they...
We are much harder on these queens than Instagram.
We are much harder than Raja and Raven as well. They tooted every look.
Oh, did they?
I was going to say, we're the professionals.
But... They did.
Well, they tooted every look except for one last week, right?
Yeah. And that was only one of them that booted it. One of them tooted it.
Oh,
one
right.
Of them it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next we have et cetera, et cetera. She is giving us another fire story where this is the bush. And then she reveals, and if you can't see it in this, but the inside of the coat was my favorite part of this because it was red and yellow, like stripes almost that. So it looked like fire. So it was the forest burning down. And then it was the charred tree in the black. And then you can see on the far, I guess, right. It's the right of my screen. I don't know. You can see the little green and red that she pulled that out as the regrowth. A great story.
Yeah, I like this a lot too. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to toot it as well, even though I hate this green coat.
Yeah.
I mean, she's literally like wearing a Joanne's fabric, but.
Yeah, she's wearing garbage.
She is Joanne now.
Yeah, exactly. and she also looks incredibly like Sasha Velour in this.
Sure.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. The wig and the face is Sasha Velour. What do you think Instagram thought of this?
I think they like it. I think I'm going to say it's an 88% toot.
Why not? They've liked everything else.
Exactly.
62% toot. Okay. Not fully well liked. This was the top toot on Raja and Raven.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
And all I can say is, did they not see this last look? Which is Scarlett Adams giving us Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I mean...
Stunning.
Perfection.
Stunning.
And this was real LeMay, right?
This is real LeMay. And the way it moved on the runway was just fantastic. She did all those spins and it just flew with her.
It looked also, like liquid.
Talk about like a cultural reference that everybody will understand.
Yeah.
Like cross-continental.
Yeah.
So toot.
I'm giving her a shoot because I think this is the best thing.
Oh, that's the one above a toot. Yeah. I'll give it a shoot as well.
All right.
Ooh.
The shoots are coming out.
I'm going to say, I really hope that Instagram, there's going to be one queen who didn't like it. So 96%.
You say, of course there is.
Yeah.
You're correct. 96%. Oh! and it was one queen that did not like it.
My gosh. I hope it wasn't me. I hope I didn't.
It was not you.
Click. Okay.
it's someone that I don't know. It's someone that just follows me.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who is our favorite look? I mean, clearly it is Scarlett Adams for me.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Ketamine is a very close second, though.
I was going to say, I love ketamine. Like, I think it's so fun.
I love it too.
I'm going to go with ketamine.
All right. Good for you.
Yes, David. Finally getting onto the ketamine train.
Take a stand, David.
I would just, like, if I was going to wear one of those, I would want to be dressed up in ketamines, you know?
Oh, yeah. I would too. Like, honestly, I would love to wear that silver lame, but I would look like a baked potato.
Yeah, I also would not wear that. I'm like, that just, there's no room for error at all. Wearing something
I
like
do
that.
Not have a dancer's body like Scarlett does. but I would totally wear that butterfly dress as well. What did you think of the Scarlett Adams drama, David?
Oh, sorry, you cut out for a sec. What about the Scarlett Adams drama? Did
the
you
The Scarlett
say?
Adams drama. We got it twice in the workroom and on the runway.
What happened?
So apparently in her past, Scarlett Adams has appeared in blackface. And it was, they talked about regrets, and she was in the workroom. She said she regretted it. And then RuPaul brought it up on the runway to give her a chance to explain / apologize.
The girls in the workroom were going hard, which I kind of liked. Were like, you can't just apologize for that.
No.
And then she apologized and Ru was like, okay. And it was like, yeah.
RuPaul said, she's like, I know everyone's going to want me to cancel you, but I'm not going to do that. I'm like, RuPaul, you have no room to cancel anyone because you should have been canceled 5,000 times by now.
Oh yeah, she's pretty problematic herself. Yeah.
So.
And also like, there was something disingenuous where Ru was like, it almost felt like she was like, I'm beat, like, I don't know. And it's hard to like navigate a conversation with that.
My other thought was, it's not RuPaul's apology to accept because it has nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with the Indigenous people of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought it was really, really wrong that there were no queens of color around to have this conversation. Those two were the only two that had been eliminated in addition to Anita. So I thought that was wrong. And I also thought it was weird that Karen from Finance didn't say anything about her past.
Mm-hmm.
Does she also have a problematic past?
She has a collection of Gollywog dolls. And those are old blackface, like mammy dolls. And then she has one tattooed on her. Yes. That is exactly the response you should have to
honestly,
that.
Honestly, it kind of ringing a bell. I feel like we've talked about this. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's gross, but they didn't talk anything about that on there. Apparently, Scarlett Envy, they did not say that when she did blackface, it was on Indigenous People's Day. And she apparently has also worn an Indian headdress at some point in her life and done Asian drag as well. So she's an all-around winner.
Fabulous.
I do believe this will stop her chances of winning the competition. Or at least I hope it will.
I mean, yeah, you don't want a representative who is going to continue to do that.
No, and she may be completely sorry. The apology did not feel tremendously sincere to me, but I guess when you're put on this, it felt like she was almost reading it on stage to me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, even if she was truly sorry, you can't let someone win that has that much work to do on themselves to be a representative.
Yeah, and you can't just apologize. You have to apologize and acknowledge that you have to do the work and then
doing the work is the main part of it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get it again this week from Karen from Finance.
Maybe.
Just another apology tour.
RuPaul's racist race.
Oh my God.
I
mean, honestly, I think Karen from Finance and Scarlett Adams could both be in the finale.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they want Karen in the finale.
Yeah, along with Art Simone, who they brought back for no reason.
I was happy that they brought her back, though.
I'm not mad that she brought her back. I wish they would have just explained it and made it a little more fair because they literally just brought her back for no reason.
Yeah, they needed to provide context.
Yeah. Do you think there will be a New Zealand queen in the finale? There's only two
I think
left.
Kita will make it.
I thought Kita would make it too. But I'm not sure. It depends if they have a 2 or 3 person finale.
Right.
What about
I wouldn't be surprised.
What about Electra Shock?
Oh, no, I think she's probably going to go home next week.
Oh,
I'm worried for Maxie, honestly.
I don't think they're going to take Maxie. I think she'll be like our Miss Congeniality fourth place kind of slot.
Okay. I thought they would do, to going into fourth place, it would be a lip sync battle from Elektra and Scarlett because they're the two dancing queens and they've had that little rivalry. So I thought maybe they would do it that way to have them lip sync against each other and the winner goes into the finale and the other one doesn't.
You think Elektra could make it into the finale?
I think she could, honestly.
Wow.
Do I think she deserves to be there? No.
No.
But I think she could. I think RuPaul really likes her for some reason.
Interesting.
Who knows? I don't work on the show.
Same.
And I only say Ketamine might not make it is because she's my favorite and my favorite always gets kicked out. My favorite never wins.
Who's our favorites for All-Star 6?
Yara Sophia. I love Yara Sophia. I think Ginger Minj has a very good chance.
Yeah, for sure. I also thought Jiggly looked
amazing,
incredible.
Yeah,
they all look a
transformation. I'm excited that Pandora Box is getting another chance because she got screwed on All Stars 1.
I don't remember All Stars 1.
She was teamed up with Mimi, I'm first.
She what?
Teamed up with Mimi, I'm first.
Oh, well.
Exactly. That's why I say she got screwed.
I'm also excited for Akiria.
I like Akiria. There are three queens that I do not need to see on my TV that are on All-Star 6.
You said you hate Eureka, right?
I'm fine with Eureka being there, but I don't need to see her again, but I'm fine with her. She kind of won me over on We're Here. So I'm hoping to see that kind of Eureka on the show.
Got it. I still need to watch that as well. Yeah, I think it was another friend of mine who was like, I literally hate Eureka with a passion. I was like, okay, well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of hers. I wouldn't go to her show. But I like that she added an exclamation point to the end of her name. She is Eureka with an exclamation point. So I don't need to see Silky Nutmeg Ganache on my TV again. Raja D. O'Hara, why?
That was a shock to me as well. I was like, I don't know why you're back.
Serena Chacha, really? You are scraping the bottom of the barrel, Serena
Chacha. I mean, they gotta send someone home first.
That's true. I mean, they could send the three of them home first and I would be fine.
Maybe they will. Because I can't do another 4 months of drag.
No, because this is our first time having 13 queens on an all-star season, which is just too many. Did you all watch the Meet the Queens that lasted for like 4 hours?
I watched a little bit of it, but because it was going asleep. On for 4 hours, I was like, I can't.
I fell asleep during it. I was like, oh my God, it's still on. So I'm excited for most of the cast, I will say that. I think it could be a good
season. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it could be a really fun season. Minus those three people that I don't want to see, which are probably going to be there for a very long time because Serena Chacha won't be.
That's just how it works. I feel like Rue is that, like, make who is finale. Barry going to hate? Let's make them win.
Yeah, she'll make it to the finale. If you're in the fantasy league, pick Serena Chacha. According to me, she's the first out, which means she will win.
That's true.
I thought Electra Shock was going to be the first out on Australia. Look how wrong I was. And you haven't watched Spain. I'm assuming, Chris, you haven't watched Spain.
No, I can barely watch anything.
I am watching Spain purely for enjoyment. I am going to be doing the Toots and Boots online, but I'm not recapping it. I just don't have it in me.
There's a lot of Drag Race going on.
There's
right
too
now,
much happening. So, yeah. But I did enjoy it. I will say that. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
There are four non-binary queens on the season out of 10, which is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm totally going to watch.
Yeah. I really, really, I did enjoy it very much.
And I know you gave me your username and password too. Yeah. So I'm going to use that.
Jump on there and watch it whenever you want. anything else you want to talk about drag related? We're done with Drag Race, I think. Did you see any drag this weekend, David, when you were out and about?
Yeah, so Sunday was Jaclyn Hyde's brunch.
Right, of course.
That Audrey Phoenix guested at. They were both fantastic. It was super, well attended. I've only ever seen her at Jaclyn Hyde's shows, but I know she does some Astoria shows a lot.
Okay.
And then they were both there doing so. We followed them to Icon afterwards because Jaclyn's a good friend of mine. And then Jan showed up in boy drag and did a number, which was fun.
She's another one I don't need to see on All Stars.
I have feelings about her, and I
think she's a great drag queen. I just don't think I need to see her on All Stars. I think she's very
talented. I just don't really love, like, I don't think that she has a really big, like, star quality personality. I don't know. I know it's a hard thing to say, but...
No, I think she knows we all think that too, and I'm scared she's going to come into All Stars trying to prove that she can be a diva. I don't know. Like, I have this feeling.
As long as she's not annoying, she annoyed me on her season. She was just too, like, overexcited, peppy.
Yeah, she was overeager. She's like, I can do literally everything. I'm like, okay, like, take a humble pill. Like, you know.
Just try to do one thing. although I did like most of her runways, so I'm happy to see her runways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And her entrance, her look, her promo look is like,
wonderful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about Trinity either. I love her.
Oh, I like her too. I like Trinity too. Yeah. I'm happy she's back.
Mm.
She deserves a chance. We didn't talk about Kylie Sonique.
She's just so flat in her interviews that I'm like...
Was she season two?
She has zero personality. Yeah, season two.
Okay.
And she comes off very dumb.
Yeah.
Sorry. That is not the first queen I've said that about.
Won't be the last.
It certainly won't be the last. yeah. But I'm more excited to see her perform than any of those other three that I mentioned before.
And she looks insane.
She looks amazing. And she's a great performer. I mean, she's great on stage. I just don't know that there's that much else there.
Yeah. I hope we're surprised all around. It's never fun when it's predictable.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, let's predict right now who's going to win.
Ooh. I have this horrible feeling it's going to be Eureka.
I know. I feel like Ginger Minj is going to be like number two. Yeah. I think that they're not going to let her win for some reason.
I think it could be her season.
Well, I would love that. But I
am never right.
She's so talented.
Yeah, and that's, I go off her talent. I mean, her entrance look was a mess.
I don't think she was one of the ones I saw.
She came in as a toad because she's the glamour toad.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was ugly, but it was meant to, she did come out and say it was meant to be ugly. And I was like,
oh, good.
You succeeded.
You have, yeah.
I'm gonna start saying that at work. This was supposed to be bad.
It's supposed to be bad. I'm trying to think who else I think could win. I mean, I would love Yara Sofia to win, honestly. We haven't had a Puerto Rican queen winner.
I'd enjoy, yeah.
And I think her runways will be spectacular. She makes me laugh just because I think she doesn't know half of what she's saying. And that I enjoy even more.
I watched her meet the queens and I was like, I have no idea what you're saying. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I mean, when she did Amy Winehouse for Snatch Game, Amazing. It meant nothing because I don't know if she even knows who Amy Winehouse is.
But does it matter?
It did not matter, no, because I still loved every moment of it. Who else would you do you think deserves to be on All Stars? Pierre's trying to reach me again. I don't know if you can hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm waiting for Jessica Wilde to come back.
Probably what season was she?
So you probably don't even know who she is. She was season two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Season two is not one of the ones I've watched. So some of those queens, I no.
Jessica Wilde. I would love for Jocelyn Fox to come back.
I was just about to say that too. I knew that her. Yeah. She wasn't my favorite, but she'll be on there.
Oh my God. She's so funny. Mm-hmm.
Do you think
is someone walking around your apartment, Chris? Don't get killed.
Yeah, that's my friend Zach. He's visiting from Boston.
Don't get killed. His name's Zach, you said?
Yeah.
Hi, Zach.
Hello.
All right. Are we done? I'm gonna shut you off, everyone.
Yeah, I got a couple emails to send.
All right. Thank you, boys, for doing this once again. Enjoy the rest of your days. Don't work too hard. Thank you, everyone, for watching. I'm going to post the Drag Race España looks. There are three looks, so there's going to be a lot to toot and boot. It'll be on my Instagram, Sashay with Barry, so go on and toot and boot. Again, I'm not recapping it, so that's all you're going to get. thanks, everyone. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.